Jones, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy your life today and taking time to listen to Spiritual Emergency Training. This is Lynn, Mystic Healer, and I have a guest today again. Andy Miller's back on. He's a philosopher. Stoic, just a sec, with computer-based education since 1970, you guys. He uses computers to help diagram and show family emotional processes and community emotional environments, works with counselors and, pastors and what have you. And his background, too, is about politics. His mom was a lobbyist for the libraries, and so he's got a very intense background to help bring in the new education job creation programs for the evolving consciousness on the planet. So welcome, Andy. Welcome.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey. So, yeah, it's time to create the legislation. You know, I don't know. Oh, we've got a community group here. It's called Community Action, Community Outreach Programs, and our USA has, and in Canada now, too, there's the paradigm. It's called the Next Project, Systems, the Next System Project, thenextsystemproject.org, the Next systemproject.org, one more time, thenextsystemproject.org, phenomenal development of the New Earth, you know, community services and cities of enlightenment, more peace, green, helping, healing, nurturing, caring community service development programs. Awesome what they're doing. It ties into the U.S. development of TransitionUS.org, TransitionUS.org, TransitionUS.org. So welcome, Andy. How can we transition out of the warring and drugging and jailing paradigm of penal insanity and this divide and conquer genocide that's been going on for eons on this planet?
I think you're actually seeing the beginning of a change. I think you're here to witness the beginning of a change. If you look at how people are reacting.
Yeah, but aren't we supposed to be implementing the new legislation for divine government? For real government?
We are. One of the first steps to implementing legislation is to be sure you have legislators who are open to justice and fairness and who understand that you don't go through life bullying. Most importantly, they understand that someone's children that have a different skin pigmentation than them are not less than their own. That's when you work, whether you work with families like I did, or you work in politics or in your soul energy biz, the key to understanding that we are all in it is understanding that I am no more or less valuable than the next person. And so in order to get fair legislation, we need legislators who understand that. That means they've been brought up well. One of the biggest problems with the thing in the news about the families and the news that are being separated is you can't bring up your children to understand that these processes, to be a critical thinker, to understand these things, if they're busy just worrying about their next meal, what happened to their parent, where are they going to be locked up next. And that's one of the tragedies of what's happening, is several thousand children will not find it easy to grow up understanding that their answers are within. And that they are going to learn they're no better or worse than others, I hope. But that's the key. The key is to recognize when I was brought up, I was exposed at an early age to children with physical and emotional deformities. And I was forced to be around what would now people would consider very uncomfortable situations as a matter of course. And I quickly learned what's essentially important about a person has very little to do with, you know, the book's cover, right? Unfortunately, yes. There are some people, especially people in a position of power, who take feelings other than that and use they manipulate others who haven't had that benefit, manipulate their fears in a way to create better thans and worse thans. And that's what creates what we'll call a power imbalance, which is what war is brought out of. That's why you have war. Solving conflict doesn't necessarily require battle if everyone involved recognizes that we're all sort of the same, but the problem is people don't, because they're people. So
well, in regard to that statement right there, it's just really interesting. MyPeaceTV.org, I think it's .org. MyPeace, might be MyPeace.tv, but otherwise MyPeaceTV. Yaron, he's got, he's a young, you know, millennial, and you might want to check his videos out about, because he's the one showing the Muslims and the Jewish youth together chanting for, you know, loving one another, well, kind of real Christian values, pretty amazing. And he also did a program about Ancestry.com and how, why don't we make it mandatory for everyone to do an Ancestry.com program, like it's just part of your information line to find out how you are connected with all these people that you've been taught to war or hate. And it's phenomenal. Oh. It was really well done. I can't remember what college. Go ahead.
I spent several years in a field of study that's similar to Ancestry.com. One of the problems with Ancestry, it's a for-profit company, and it costs too much, in my opinion. But Ancestry is genealogy, which tracks where you came from, who you were related to, and that's fine. But there's an element that's missing, which I worked on, which is the emotion. I'll give you an example. Suppose the late 1800s, your great-great-grandma and great-great-grandpa had 10 kids, and the Indians came and invaded and killed 9 of them, and you're the descendant of a survivor. But you have an emotional inheritance from that. So as wonderful as ancestor heritage is in discussing your connection to the past, and it is wonderful, it's a hallmark of many cultures, if you also discuss why, for instance, a lot of youth who are addicts, if you look at their parents tend to be addicts or alcoholics or smokers. There's a tendency toward addiction in the family. There's a predisposition. So when you look at factors that create violence, for instance, you can't say, the video games did it, blah, blah, blah. There's various factors that set up someone to be predisposed, and your family upbringing is a critical one of them, as is the upbringing of the people that brought you up a couple generations back. So I've always felt it would be optimal before people got married if they did emotional profiles of their families first. It would be quite a bit of an eye-opener. And the other thing I want to say is, while it's wonderful that a lot of kids want to dance together and make peace, there also has to be layered on top an awareness by us older, wiser, beaten-up folk of how to deal with their parents. In other words, there has to be also some level of understanding of how to resolve conflicts in a way that works instead of just seeing who's got the bigger bazooka.
Yeah, that's the other part about this emotional as we have conscious evolution with our species now, to realize that, well, we're all connected, absolutely no question, through even, you know, DNA. However, and family...
Heck with DNA, we're all made of the same planetary material.
There you go. And the other part...
Star stuff, right?
Pardon me? Star stuff? Yeah.
Star stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, from a purely scientific point of view... From a purely scientific point of view, there's nothing mystical about it. It's just a fact.
So you get to the point, they've done some scientific research finally about the four basic emotions that all human beings have. So
I'm not sure I agree with four, but okay, if it works.
Well,
it works.
Can make them into a lot more, but mad, sad, glad, or fear. And if you go into those realms and realize, I'm just saying the realization is now that we're evolving in our emotional intelligence to higher consciousness connections individually and collectively, all the answers before each person, if they're angry or upset, are actually inside their eternal soul energies. Their soul matrix. That's where their answers
from
are.
From my perspective, when we use the phrase higher, it shies some people away. From my perspective, you could phrase it a different way. There's nothing higher about it. It's uncovering our basic building blocks that have always been there. It's not new. You know. So from my perspective, looking inside, whether you want to call it a psychological or spiritual phenomenon, is just uncovering the building blocks that make you up.
However, on that building blocks, let's go into that, because that is really important right now, because if we're going to have these Heart Math Institute, that's science too, heart and soul based, those are your God-given gifts, you know, your inner light to shine light, light workers army development, so to speak, programs and process and new services, these nurturing, caring community services, you have to get to the inner light of the person and let them realize that if they're, you know, their answers, if they are angry or upset, their answers are inside, and all drug highs and way more are attached to each person's soul energies. I could give a specific, a whole program just on how we can stop the drug wars and war on terror and the monies for all these, you know, chemicals and, you know, toxins and toxic programs to get people to drug and jail and kill each other. That they're unwarranted. We got to grow up and save each other and the planet. You actually pay people, you know, to help and heal and care for each other and Mother Earth at their
That presupposes that the people in charge of making money decisions want to share. That's what I was getting back to. The people in charge of making money decisions realize that they're not better than others. They're happy to share. But when they feel privileged, they feel they're the ones responsible for all the money, and those people need to be replaced. Otherwise, we're always going to have this imbalance. Another thing I want to say is I long ago learned that when I have a problem in my life, the very first place to start is me. Is there something within me that I can use to grow? Now, that doesn't mean that I shouldn't get out of a dangerous or unhealthy situation, or that there isn't some responsibility outside. But the very first place to go is to go with you. And usually you'll find something within you that says to you, oh, that didn't hurt so much, or part of it was me, or how can I react better to this situation? There's usually something will come out of it. Look at you first.
Absolutely, and that's, again, it's an inside job. So, again, that's that inner light. That's the intuition. Guidance, divine inner guidance. I mean, those systems have to be taught, nurtured, and trained for people to
All I'm saying is it doesn't have to be anything fancy. Divine inner guidance doesn't have to be anything more than you're looking within. It doesn't have to be fancy.
Good. Okay. Well, even at that respect, though, you want people to realize that when meditation instead of all the massive medications, right? And that ties to the ability to bring in the enlightenment of the planet, where you have the nurturing, caring community services where people are taught, trained, and paid, you know, to be able to let go and work with their inner guidance systems and their own
there's
divine
wonderful
intuition.
Episode of, a wonderful episode of MASH where they've got a bunch of patients who are in pain and they've run out of whatever the painkiller is. And they decide it'll take them a whole day to get this painkiller in, and the people are in terrible pain, so they take sugar pills, and they convince them that these are a very powerful medication. And a good half of them have no pain, just by the force of will and acting on the part of the people to convince them that they don't have any more pain.
The power that we have is unlimited, and our intuition level has been blocked, our chakras. You know, really, they're all blocked if people have been through much trauma or drama. And, you know, the dark ones, so to speak, or the control freaks, you know, they've got to help shift the programming so that people, you know, are able to help people find out what their life lessons are, what their chakras, where they've been blocked, and how to work directly with Source. You know, I mean, that the Holy Spirit realm, the spirit guides, they're talked about in the Bible as Holy Spirits, and in the Native Americans, they call them spirit guides, and the monks call them soul guides, and they're real. They are proven at Noetic Sciences. Check it out, or you can go to the Spiritualist National Union, Spiritualist National Union churches. They prove it. It's real. The metaphysical realm is real. And are you going to connect with the divine love and light, the light that never dies, that loving energy realm, or be continually coping with negativity and use of drugs and guns and war? I mean, it's like, come on. We've got to grow up here and help people, you know? Like, if people are angry, upset, we can actually develop light worker services that are inner peace police. They can go, hey, you're really messed up. You need some help. You know, let me help you get recentered, open your chakras, get connected to Source, find out what's really happening with you in this life. Who are you? What's really going on? What are your gifts? Empower them, you know? And love.
And for people who are hesitant, unfamiliar or threatened by the spiritual approach, there are other approaches that appear to be more practical and less threatening that will guide you to the same end, using a different, more comfortable terminology for you, but the road will lead to the same place.
Yeah, so, I mean, healing arts, okay, all these body, mind, spirit healing process programs, you know, that are there too. Like, if it was mandatory for critical thinking, mindfulness training, and healing touch practitioner programming, you know, I mean, think about it. You make that mandatory. I mean, how many years has it been mandatory, you know, for in Israel to teach and train people to kill others? I mean, like, what? I mean, really, get it on. What? And five-year-olds to use guns, you know? I mean, okay, and drug people, you know? Oh, let's label and drug you. You're not quite right. Well, who gave you the authority to say who's right? What? Labeling two-year-olds?
So, McDonald's, you're going to have McDonald's do burgers and massage?
Yeah, why not? You know, I mean, really, it's just all new education, job creation programs. That's what the Nurturing Caring Community program outreach that Stephen J. Bavalik, PhD, started, actually from Asheville, North Carolina. Yeah, beautiful. You know, Cities of Enlightenment, Peace, Green, Holistic Chamber of Commerce out there, it's starting to happen. You know, where people come together in these transitionus.org or the next systemproject.org groups, and we actually bring in, you know, the new paradigm of enlightenment, peace, green, helping, healing, caring, sharing, you know, infrastructure projects and programs and services. And all drug highs are free. You know, all this, you know, the pot revolution, whatever. I mean, hey, think about the money being spent in Afghanistan for heroin. Well, probably pot, too, or marijuana, too. But whatever. I mean, we need to grow all. Oh, there's this group out there called Health Bible Studies. It's very important film. I think you can get it through Jeff Hayes Films, I think, maybe, .com. Anyway, Anyway, it's Health Bible Studies, and it shows that people that learn to have real faith in the real elements of the Holy Spirit realm and Jesus omnipresent, let go, work with Source, you know, follow Source for healing and enlightenment and joy and gratitude and forgiveness and blah, blah, blah. I mean, really, I mean, it's just amazing. And so we really need to get these, the militaries all to stand down, go green, and we really need to create these new, you know, green teams, so green civil services, too, where we have all the natural herbs and edible flowers, you know, really all of them, you know. I mean, Bible health studies, let's go. All the natural herbs, edible flowers, you know, all of them. I mean, it's about clean air, clean water, clean foods. And we don't have any of that happening right now. Our land, our sea, our water, our air. I mean, how much money is going into geoengineering? Go to geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch.org. Check it out. Check the truth out there and the monies and the 165 patents for, you know, spraying glyphosate and blah, 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 you name it, in our air, you know, to kill off. Oh, so they can go into more robotics, you know, get rid of the humans, chip the rest that are left over, but, you know, spray us like bugs, you know. I really don't like being a bug for these, you know, these dark ones. I mean, come on, you know, why can't they tax Wall Street transactions and tax robots even? I mean, there's just so many other ways. All money's made up anyway. Why have we let this go to deteriorate so they can kill off two-thirds of the population and have robots and chip the rest of us? I mean, what are we doing here? What have we done? Where's the love?
Did you hear that Canada legalized marijuana this week?
Yeah, but legalize them all. Who cares? I mean, it's like in Michael Moore's movie, Restorative Justice Movement, you know, they put a cap on free trades. They do Wall Street. They arrested those bankers instead of bailing them out. They ended up getting, and that way, too, they got them out of their political, you know, corporate runover of the individuals and communities with, you know, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and environmental crimes, you know, really disgusting. They were able to do that and shift the power structures and, you know, monies. I mean, what happened to our EPA? I mean, what are we valuing? Dirty water, dirty air, you know, robots, robotic warfare thought forms? You know, if no one thinks about war, nobody wakes up thinking about war, they're thinking about interconnected heart and soul communities with all kinds of, you know, loving, caring, exciting, joy-filled projects and programs and, you know, edible landscaping crews and community gardens and virtual or vertical gardens and smart float farms and cleaning up our land, sea, water, air, whatever, you know, solar, wind, whatever their, you know, soul purpose is. It's always divine, creative, and it's always good for not just them, but each other, you know? I just don't, this is just such a strange phenomenon that we've created or allowed to be created.
Well, in fact, we allowed to be created an EPA that gives up the environment for big business, and that's why there's going to be a change come November. Did you hear that?
You have to speak up a little more. I can barely hear you.
Some of these kids that are seeking asylum, did you hear that they dress them all alike and they're putting tattooing numbers on their arms?
Oh, no.
And as for the EPA, we allowed someone to be in the EPA spot who's anti-environment, so I'm hoping that we will disallow that come next November. The fellow's more interested in $40,000 secret booths and hand lotions and his own private flights than the environment. And a lot of people are upset. There's a bunch of crawfish in Louisiana who thought they were promised something when Mr. Trump got elected, and they're still waiting. So are the farmers in Iowa and the miners in West Virginia. They're all waiting. Guy was going to save them. When is it coming? They're waiting.
Well, and as they continue to pour massive amounts of chemical, I mean, with Bayer and Monsanto merging, I mean, they need to be arrested for their background in ties to crimes against humanity. And
no, they just pay enough to make what they're doing legal. They pay enough to make what they're doing legal, and then they don't get arrested.
So that's what really, you know, has to happen is for, like I said, the churches and the spiritual groups and caring activist groups to come together and get the legislation, all the legislation for education, new job creation programs from Michael Moore's movie. I mean, in Portugal, they just quit arresting for drugs, any of them, like, you know. And when you teach people that all drug highs are free, it was their intention, it was their own intention and powers of higher power connections to source, begging, asking, praying, spending time, energy, thought forms to play and get high. Well, in Michael Moore's movie, they teach children to play. You know, you teach them, you don't do this common core standardized BS, you know, testing programs. You teach them Waldorf or Montessori type and critical thinking programs and these mindfulness programs. You wake them up. And think about it. If everyone you know was able to be paid to be enabled, not disabled people, and drug them and label them, if everyone was paid to had a good basic guaranteed income with single payer to be of a nurturing, caring heart and soul community service base so they can resonate with their own teams, build the co-ops, build the, you know, apprentice business, not apprentice war machine, 1,000 military bases in 156 countries total. I mean, so instead of paying people to go build military bases and detention centers and more jails and paying people to drug each other, follow the friggin' money. You pay people to go and build these, you know, so everyone has, feels relevance. They have their own heart and soul connection. You get them to learn the new tools of evolving consciousness, inner guidance programming. Really, it's the inner guidance intuition system, which everyone, if they really knew their divine soul purpose, by the way, everyone, these gifts, the soul, God-given, inalienable rights, those gifts are always divine. They're creative. They're awesome because they're from source. They're not to drug and jail and kill each other. They're what Jesus tried to tell people. These are the jobs of the future because those are the gifts that God gave people to come and share. And they're full of forgiveness. They're full of light, joy, peace, sharing, caring, forgiveness, gratitude. Hey, how about this? Honesty, integrity. How about those? I mean, where are those thoughts, jobs, creation, and actions? And if you knew everyone was able to go, hey, I see you're getting really angry or upset. You know, let me help you find out what's really going on with you, like Course in Miracles. Your answers are inside of you. You're attracting at a soul level, or are you attracting your energies and resonance from higher soul or lower ego mind programs? These lower, what even my son was calling, you come into these primitive, low level, really primitive planet systems that are operating at this really crude, low-level ego mind-based programs that are limited, reactive, and fear-based, and very easy to have mind control over by the manipulation of, the media. So now we got to get to the media to help this happen, which is one of your gifts. And the media is, and all of BBS, people really, especially Don and Doug and even the new pair, Johnny Blue Star people. You might want to connect with him and help them out too on every Saturday, 9 o'clock, every Saturday at 9 o'clock, Pacific, Station 2. Inalienable free. Let's do this because, you know, it's all media propaganda and media propaganda, really. They've been dividing and conquering families since, you know, the Indians and the slaves and, you know, and now, and then the Jewish people, right? That happened. And then, you know, in masses, and the outcasts, and then the gays, and then now it's just gone ahead, you know, to the Hispanics, or, you know, these people, and we caused the problem. I mean, those are from drug wars that are unnecessary. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like, it's all from the war on drugs. Follow the money, the war on drugs and guns that go with it. Drugs and guns, drugs and guns. We're not supposed to be a nation under drugs and guns in war. Where's the love? Aren't we supposed to be a nation under God? Remember? I pledge allegiance to the flag. My Army, Navy, and Marine brothers, and we all grew up pledge allegiance to the flag. All community service programs, city councils, and even our friggin' Congress. So there's some treason going on because they pledge allegiance to the flag before their meetings. I pledge allegiance, all of them, to the flag, right, of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God. Not guns and drugs and war. God, indivisible, with freedom and justice for all. Okay, let's do this. Let's get it on.
What does freedom look like?
Freedom looks like everyone being able to be paid, to be part of and know that all of their children, everyone else, instead of signing up for more armed force training with more benefits, you know, and health care or militarized policing, they're actually signed up for heart and soul community services with a basic guaranteed income, a good one, with single payer, knowing that people want to be of community service. They want to feel connected. They need to feel love and connection and respect and supported. So you're going to pay people to go live on a base, get free room and board or militarized police training, and they're in terror, the police are, and the people are. So you've got a combination of more drugs, more stress, more poverty, more abuse, more fear, more guns. Okay, who's playing the top? We're being played against each other again and again and again. It's disgusting. You know, it's time. You know, if everyone was helping, saying, hey, your answers are inside of you, let's set you down, let's get you, you know, you should be able to go into a church. They should have safe parks. The churches should be nonstop, 24 hours open for healing centers. You know, healing touch practitioner programs, direct contact with Jesus, Holy Spirit realm, and or Muslims in inner guidance, you know, programming. You know, people know we're all connected, and if you're angry or upset, your answers are inside of you. Go get rebalanced. Grow up. Be accountable. Help each other. You know, learn. Well, you know, don't allow all this drugging and labeling and people that, then there's drugs and demons. They go together. I mean, Peter Briggan knows. Check out Peter Briggan's YouTubes, medical doctor with a forensic background. How many drugs are related? The top 50 drugs that they're giving these kids to in these centers and elsewhere. Oh, what is it? Oh, they give 50 top pharmaceuticals for antidepressants, anxiety, and what have you. Oh, they just cause suicide and homicide. Oh, we love that. We just love war. We love blood and guts and war. Who loves blood and guts and war? They need to be stopped. They need to be arrested. Yeah.
Good luck.
Drunk people are being arrested.
Well, where are you going to put all the people who are arrested?
Well, they could, maybe they should be shipped off to a different planet system. But, we just need to let them, you know, they can be transformed, they can do repentance, and they can just have asset forfeiture of everything, you know, do atonement. How about that?
I guess. Yeah. Sounds easy.
Well,
so
with internet. Pardon?
So when are you starting on it?
I think it's already begun. You know, there's a lot of people that are, the indictments are out there, and that people are following the programs, and they're following what's been going on, you know, and but they still don't understand the basics of you can teach and train people to, like even higher education, somebody from Denmark in Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next, everyone. We need those government policies, Where to Invade Next, because they'll transform and dissolve the old programs, you know, because a lot of it is just transformation individually and collectively of the old programs. So in there, it explains like higher education, lower education programs, fabulous, and even Stop the Abuse of Children and Bullying. I mean, there's Michael Moore's movie. Those are actual programs and law that are, you know, we need to have all those legal policies, government policies integrated and enacted, and we need propaganda, okay, media, mass propaganda for all those government policies. I mean, that you can either, like this guy from Denmark, he calls in and he's going to school over there. He's actually from the U.S., and he's going to school over there. And, you know, like you can equate it with he's got free room and board instead of a barracks, you know, or a police academy. You know, he's got this room and board, and then he's got his stipend. Okay, he gets so much, like $900 a month to stay in school to become a doctor, right? Instead of, you know, militarized policing or you know, work for drug warlords or be gun sales or, you know, let's see what else. You know, more massive learning, you know, to kill people, right? Drone warfare, robotic warfare programs, or chemical annihilation programs, whatever, transhuman.
Well, pretty soon they'll be delivering pizza.
And he gets health care. So I'm just saying, we have to go to Heart and Soul Community Services. You give people a basic guaranteed income with single payer, okay, so that they can go in a new direction with mass media propaganda and support. Go ahead.
I'm just saying go for it.
Well, that's why we're on the show today, to try to get people to help this happen. The legislation. I've been telling, hopefully we can do more, but there's a really beautiful group, healthoverprofit.org. And we're trying to get single payer, okay? And
For anyone who's interested, there's a huge march next week nationwide, familiesbelongtogether.org, and one of their goals is to throw bums out and put in legislators that will allow us to move such useful legislation.
Say it again. You were cutting out a bit.
Familiesbelongtogether.org, an organization sponsoring a nationwide march next week, Saturday the 30th. One of their goals is to mobilize people to elect legislators who understand what's important. For anyone who's interested, familiesbelongtogether.org. It's going to be a gigantic event.
Yes, and poor people's it's a poor people's campaign.org. poorpeoplescampaign.org. But we also need to get single payer, okay? Because part of the situation is the head of our Health and Human Services talking about, you know, creating these new job programs and structures and systems is the head of our Health and Human Services. When Kathleen Sebelius went there, and that was like in 2007 or 2008, and it's gotten worse, is Big Pharma runs it. That's who runs our Health and Human Services. $5,000 per kid in school to drug them, you know, make sure they're drugged. We didn't drug them as toddlers enough. Or, oh, and vaccination farms, everyone. Check out the vaccination farms worldwide, the proliferation, the vaccinations, the vaccination farms, okay? Check them out. They're real. And that is the head of our Health and Human Services. And that's all tied to Medicare. Medicare's a friggin' mess with its privatized options. Forget it. We need single payer. It's cruel. National Nurses United, please share. Fix it. I mean, why can't people share? This is by a business. I mean, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Small Business Administration, wake it up, everybody. Fix it. Okay, it's called Fix It. It's a YouTube. Fix it. Health at the Tipping Point by Unfinished Business. It's a lucrative business. I can't remember the name of it, but share, share, share. Make it go viral. Wake the people the F up. Make it go viral. Hurry up. I mean, it's healthcare. That's the healthcare that is in most other, you know, it's universal healthcare, okay? It's really important. I mean, why do we want to be boxed into, you know, a certain doctor or a certain, you know, possibility of some sort of privatization options? BS. For who? No. And ask the nurses, all the nurses, National Nurses United, everyone, they all want .org, NationalNursesUnited.org. Listen to the nurses, okay? It's the same as the teachers. People, why are we listening to, oh, let's see, who gets to have the biggest voice? What have we allowed to happen? It's like, how much money for sports? You know, okay, do sports not war then? Get the sports people more involved and say sports not war. We don't want to spend more time, energy, and money on war. It's destroying the planet and people. They all need to step down. All of them. Every friggin' military needs to stand down, go green, and help us go as a planetary species, red, yellow, black, and white, unite from inside out and be able to go intergalactic too. But we are so... We're in such a friggin' divide, conquer, separate mess right now. And it's from the warring and drugging, well, and fossil fuel paradigm. Fossil fuels. I mean, they're tied to, you know, the warring and drugging paradigm. And look at the government subsidies, these made-up funds that go to the military-industrial complex, the penal-industrial complex, and the fossil fuels, including nuclear. We don't need any of them anymore. I'm sorry, we have to graduate. We have to grow up, okay, and go in new, use our technology for the good to clean up the planet. I mean, where's the value system? Why are we in still with GDP? Gross. I mean, how really, it's grotesque domestic, okay, products, right? GDP.
More like generally... paralyzed, general domestic paralysis.
Yeah, that too. And gross. I mean, our oceans, our land, sea, water, air. I mean, just like we're paying to kill ourselves or allowing it, you know, instead of, you know, breaking up the big banks, helping them get, you know, the new interconnected programs and projects and what have you at these evolving green teams and what have you, and being able to develop a whole new, you know, clean air, clean water, you know, clean planetary system, you know, because we're all connected. I just don't, what, it's craziness. You know, the amount of money.
If we're not careful, we're all going to be connected by fracking wells.
Well, we're pretty close. Isn't it crazy? And people don't understand in the fracking, there's 590 chemicals, okay, that are used in the fracking process. And if you don't understand this, you need to wake up, because the poison of the water, there'll be a war, you watch, and then all the nuclear plants take so much water to keep them cooled down, okay? And we have 100,000 tons of nuclear waste already we don't know what to do with. Are they integrating Recycle Sweden programs? Are they integrating, you know, why is all the money going to some, you know, warring machine and even massive sports when our planet is dying? I mean, what is wrong here? Wake up, people. You know, all these government subsidies, trillions of dollars going to destroy, you know, to destroy the planet, you know, so they can have robots. Because robots, you know, don't need land, sea, water, air, food. They don't need any house. They don't need anything, right? Nothing. Wake up, people.
Is it heart and soul?
Are we going to be robots and the rest of us dead or chipped?
Yeah. I am, Andy. I am robotic talk show host.
Oh, God. Yes. And Alexa's listening and Siri. So we really have to get some balance here and take over the media before, you know, they virtualize, you know, they have these VR, you know, virtual reality machines, and we're just, you know, we're just obliterated by the land, sea, water, air pollution so that they can kill off. You know, this is a major genocide going. It's major, and you just have to take it from way back to this new technological area of massive integrative warfare that they want, that they're using on the people on this planet. And, you know, that's why people have to wake up, call in the higher spiritual realms from the Pleiadians, Arcturians, Andromedas that want to help but are watching us like, are you guys going to figure it out? Are you going to grow up? Are you going to really resurrect love, light, peace, and joy on your planet? Are you really going to evolve, learn how to use your metaphysical unlimited inner light God powers and be like Jesus and do what Jesus did or even more? You know, he said that there would be people here to do his work in greater. And Jesus was not into teaching people to kill, okay, or separate families, or let's see, oh, war and drug and bomb. You know, who would Jesus bomb? Terrorize? Oh, well, who would he, you know, poison, you know, on purpose? Yeah, I don't think so. You know, there's some real problems going on this planet. The wrong people have the power and the money, and they need to, you know, have asset forfeitures, and that we really need to get connected on this new media propaganda to develop the planet, you know, the planet of enlightenment, peace, green infrastructure projects and programs, and the, you know, divine government that goes along with it. Or, you know, new government policies for nurturing, caring. How about leave it at that? Community services. Jobs for everyone.
So who would Jesus deport? Who would Jesus tax?
Keep going.
Who would Jesus vote for?
Yeah, Jesus was quite the socialist and quite democratic, I'd say. I mean, real democracy. Uh-huh. Truly, yeah. Oh, but we can't have that. No, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, we don't want that. There was even a doctor that's awake that was talking about giving people prescriptions for nature to help, you know, save nature, because it's that important. People in nature, it's more important that they go and enjoy nature than drugs, okay? And art, music, there's sound healing, art, music, sound programs for healing. I mean, are we going to heal each other and have happy, healthy, joyful, forgiving, caring, sharing, honest, loving joy? Communities, or are we just going to allow the drugging, warring, jailing, killing, and you know, chemical demise and pollution of the planet to continue?
Well, I think the power, the people in power who do not understand that they are no better than others, do not want those lesser people to feel joy, or do not think they have a right to feel joy.
Oh, I know, they've gotten this disdain. You know, they've gotten their base for capital.
Only we are allowed to be joyful.
Yeah. Yeah, we're the only ones allowed to trip around in private air jets and party play and buy expensive things and have this and that and have, have everything. We want it all. Yeah, you guys are on this welfare stuff. I mean, my God, how grotesque is that? Yeah, right. Let's see now. Who's on the corporate welfare? I mean, that's our money. Those are our government subsidies. It's not yours, corporatocracy. It's time. It's time. Michael Moore's movie. I don't know how the Wall Street bankers got arrested, but they definitely need to pay up, okay? They really need to be taxed every single second, millisecond transaction. Just tax them. It's only money, right? Don't they care? Don't they really care about, you know, the health of their families and the future of the planet and the people?
I don't think they care.
I know they don't. And that has to, those, they have to be outed. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Joy is not happiness. Joy is an emotion that's acquired by the anticipation, acquisition, or even the expectation of something great or wonderful.
Yeah, but if people don't know who they really are and what, you know, what their life lessons are and how to use this, I call it the intergalactic real internet, God, source, God. You know, we weren't taught, why aren't we teaching the kids to get in touch with their guardian angels, like St. Leo said? You know, don't come to me. Your guardian angel is attached to your breath, your holy breath, the breath of God, Eckhart Tolle called
it. That's easy. Poor kids don't deserve it. And kids of different skin color than me are less than human, and that's why we don't bother to teach them.
Or try to feed them or anything. Just try to enslave them, right?
Someone, a fellow named Trump, actually referred to people of different color as vermin, an infestation. When you believe that other people are
vermin
or an
infestation. Let's do a DNA check on him and everyone and see how many, you know, Native Americans, you know, how many Africans were interspersed in him and how many. I mean, come off it. You know, who's better than who? I mean, this is disgusting, isn't it? It's just, I'm just appalled, you know, that people don't understand that we're all connected. Poverty causes stress. Stress causes dis-ease, emotional and physical, and they're spraying us and more inoculations, and they're just causing more and more people to have drugs and demons and horrible negative thought forms and energies and, you know, bombarded with dark, you know, programming. And the reactive, you know, programs are suicide, homicide. I mean, what are we really doing here to allow this?
We need to learn to think, to question and to think, and not just accept what we're told at face value, and not just to roll over when...
Right on. Sorry, go ahead.
Not just to roll over when someone says, I've got the answer for you. You've got to think about it, what's right for you, and not just accept what's thrown at you.
That's where the answers are inside each person. You know, a PhD, this one scientist woman I knew when I was talking about, you know, inner guidance therapies more and you know, the unlimited soul energies that you can jump into and go backwards or forwards in time and jump in orbs and all kinds of astral traveling way beyond any drugs, way beyond drugs, drug highs and what have you. Some, you know, meditation instead of all these crazy, you know, party drugs that really will take you into essences of the matrix where the law of attraction comes more and more magical. And she said, listen, PhDs are piled high in dog do. Watch out. They're really programmed.
I don't know. I think there's something to be said for that kind of discipline. It just doesn't. It's just that the credentials, while they bestow a sense of accomplishment, don't necessarily bestow a sense of wisdom. it depends on who and what they're talking about.
Well, in love. I mean, where is the love and that light?
Well, some of these kids grow up with no love. They don't know what it is.
Exactly. Exactly. And they can't have self-love. And they don't know
that. They didn't.
Yeah, go ahead. We're almost out of time. We only have
I was going to say, when they were little, they never knew love, so they don't know what that is.
Exactly. And they don't know
how. They think love is money or sexual
or
conquest.
Or power over someone else. That fear-based negativity, limited, reactive, jealousy, and, you know, we were just taught, you know, we're just taught wrong, you know, the whole programming. When you start to teach people, you know, that you have to kill these people over here, you don't even know them, their culture, you don't know that they have the same emotions you do and the same needs. You weren't taught that. That is what...
You need to rewind the tape, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, we need, definitely, to help people find out who they really are, why they're here. That's heart and soul-based programs. They're online. You can get sessions with me at angelencounters.net if you like. Go to, and then there's Soul Talk News Radio. There's even, and Jewish Voice for Peace, they're helping grow up. And then there's a group, SoulTalk.com. They're actually right out of Jerusalem. And, you know, they're trying to. I mean, it's like time for the churches and spiritual groups and the caring activist groups to unite so we can bring in the propaganda, the new media psychology and programs and understanding that all a lot of the colleges like Arizona State University, they're already all online. So, you know, all the information for Heart Math Institute studies or, you know, your individual soul matrix, your Akashic records, there's people in BBS working at that level. I mean, people have to know these heart and soul community services, legislation is really, really a critical element for the children and communities and give everyone a good basic guaranteed income. That will bring in real social safety as never before and community safety beyond the old, punitive penal programming and way beyond any drug, and guns, you know, profits. So if everyone in their family is paid, you know, everyone has single payer patch. So thank you so much. We're out of time. And Andy, do you have any connections yet you want for people to get in touch with you?
Not at the present time. Just remember familiesbelongtogether.org. There's events in your area. Help show the powers that be that the essence of national security derives from security within the family.
Within the family and communities, nurturing, caring community services, good basic guaranteed income, single payer. We can do this. Love you all. We're going to go out with Shine Your Light, because everyone has those God-given inner light attached to their soul, mind, body, soul, energy connection. So we're going to go out with Shine Your Light by Patti Becker from her album, Carry Me Away. So keep shining your light, everyone. Back in 2 weeks. Much love to all, and many thanks for tuning in today. Much love. Thank you. Bye.
Loves me through and through, and if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk. Shine. in every act of kindness and in every teardrop too. And if the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine same power that flows through you. What a difference.